We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Friday edition of the Stay Cash and Show. I am joined by the full goof troop. We'll start with the kid I want to punch dead in the mouth, Bill Rupp.
That's great for the listeners.
Try that, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's great for the people not.
Don't listen to the show. Watch it, you clowns.
Bill just threw the.
Who the hell listens to the show?
Actually, like 500 people a day. Actually,
they don't watch it. They don't watch.
Bill has no Evan. Bill has no idea about anything but what Bill knows about.
No idea.
And anything he doesn't know about, he thinks he's an expert on. No, no, he thinks he's an expert on it. Yeah, it doesn't exist, and then when he finds out about it, he's an expert on it. He has no idea. Fucking idiot.
He's so mad, Rackets, because I didn't listen to his story last night. Just telling me a story, and I was fucking watching a
story.
And I wasn't paying attention to him. And he got all mad and hung up.
Yeah.
Story. That's You're what not I was listening to me.
Story. That's what I was trying to tell you. You're right. You're right.
Fucking story.
All right. Joey Rackets, how you doing today?
I'm great. 5-1 on a road trip. I'm great today.
Wow. You guys are a wagon right now. I like this. It's crazy.
Don't step in front of it. I tried warning you.
It's crazy. So you're going to have to take the L's across the board.
Just pay me my
money.
It's
crazy. Yeah, it's done. Fucking wagon.
Absolutely. Team is so good, bro. Orioles.
I mean, I don't like it.
As a Yankee fan, by the end of the year.
I mean, I don't give a fuck about the Yankees losing.
It will last to the end of the year because they haven't even tapped into the AAA yet. They're a wagon.
Yankees have like the easiest schedule coming up. They play all these shitty teams. They're gonna pass right by them.
We'll see. Evan Hand, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. Shout out to everybody who listens to the show on podcast platforms. And I'm going to see Zach Bryan tonight, so I'm stoked.
Who the hell is that?
Talk to us,
Zach Bryan.
Yeah, who's that?
He's one of the biggest artists in country right now.
I thought you meant Zach Brown and just said it wrong.
There's I thought you were talking about Daniel Bryan.
I think that's the person that Trevor's wife is like second cousins to.
Could be. He's arguably the biggest artist in.
Yeah, no, I know the name. I don't follow country or anything like that, but I know the name.
I was actually thinking about this. You don't strike me as like a music guy at all. I just feel like you don't listen to
music.
Well,
I was a DJ. I have myself DJing tattooed on my arm. So I was more EDM.
He likes
DJ
like,
for years.
He likes the glow sticks. Like
I was a raver and a DJ. Yeah.
That's Tommy.
And then I was in rock first, and then I moved over to like drum and bass and fucking happy hardcore, like the crazy fucking. And then I went into the EDM phase, and then I went to jail.
I was gonna say that's how you start blow.
Yeah, that's how you end up in jail. But yeah, let me see if I can find it for you. But yeah, I was a DJ for a long time. My mom actually threw out my turntables recently, which almost murdered her. So that's the tattoos on my arm, and you can see that.
Wow.
I highlighted it for you. That's me DJing at my first rave, and those are the tattoos on my arm. But
the more you know.
Yeah, that's it. So I don't listen to that much music anymore. I don't have time to listen to music. I don't even have time to listen to a podcast. So speaking of podcasts, make sure you guys check out the No Mercy podcast. It is out. It is downloaded. It is ready for you to listen to. Go check it out and give us some love. So let's see here. We have Dougie with a fucking donation. Have a great weekend, boys. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate you, Dougie. Sorry about yesterday. That was probably my worst day of the entire year yesterday. That was not fun. But they're going to happen. You know, 200 units on the year. You're going to fucking have a day where you get knocked out. And I got punched yesterday.
If the Yankees are listening to this,
you suck.
Fuck you.
They need to.
I mean, I had overs on like two games that ended fucking like 2-1.
What I say about Gibby, put some respect on Gibby's name.
They need to trade Esteban Florial right now.
I don't know how much value that has.
Well, I mean, he doesn't produce on Yankees, but his stats in the minors are insane. I was looking at it today. Batting 313, 11 homers, 25 RBIs, and 10 stolen bases. So, I mean, that's a guy
who needs to trade him. Why don't we bring him up?
Because every time we bring him up, he fucking sucks.
They liked him so much, they went and traded for Greg Allen from the Red Sox.
Yeah,
I mean, let's fucking trade this guy while he's fucking hot and he's batting .313 with 11 homers. Let's trade him and get something for him, because you're just going to let him sit there, bring him up for a week. He's going to suck again on the Yankees. Trade him.
Listen, the Yankees are a mess. And again, they'll end up finishing in first or second place in the division. We all know that. It's just, I mean, this
third
Boone, the lineup third. Construction, no, not third, the lineup construction, Boone, everything is just all wrong. It's everything is wrong. The decisions they're making are wrong. They can't win close games because they have the worst coaching staff in fucking all of baseball. It's a fucking disaster. Absolute disaster.
Hoffman just texted me. He said, if the Celtics win tomorrow, they win game 7 by 20, by at least 20, and tell Tommy he wants a raise if they complete the comeback.
All right. So,
get him, Hoffman.
Let's see. I got the Heat tomorrow to lock it down. Let's get Gabe. Is Gabe Vincent out tomorrow?
I don't know. His leg is still fucked up, but it's not Gabe Vincent, bro. It's the team is just – they've just come back to where they were.
Yeah, they're finally playing like they should have. It looks like Colt's saying his donation's not working. Colt, call your mom and make sure the credit card's still active. She might have cut you off.
She shut down your account, Colt.
She might have cut you off. Mom Duke took you down. Fucking saw all these. What are all these $4.99 charges, Duffy?
What is Rook 45, Seedoff?
Well, at least $4.99 charges every day at the same time. Are you on a porn site?
Yeah. You know why the Heat won't win? Unless this – who's the one player that has to play great?
Jimmy Butler. Michael Jordan's son.
Bam Adebayo. Jimmy Butler plays the same all the time.
Michael Jordan's son.
23-20-22 for Bam. Last three games, 13-10-16. He's played awful. He is the – if he doesn't score 20 or more, they will not win. No big presence in the middle. He was missing layups yesterday. Something's happened to this guy. He's just gone off the rails. I think the Celtics complete this comeback. And
honestly,
for the second time, Boston's going to come back. They did it to us against the Yankees years ago, and now they're going to come back again, Boston 3-0.
I mean, would it make up for – are you a Celtics fan, Evan?
I'm a Knicks fan if I had to pick one.
Okay. All right. So, how'd you get on the Bruins then? How did that happen?
I like the Bruins, the Red Sox, the Knicks, and the Jets. 2-2. Okay. Split.
All right. So you split down the middle. Funny thing is, Bill, the reason I thought the Heat were never going to go anywhere was because of Bam. If you remember last year, and I believe the same series, wasn't it the Celtics last year? Didn't the Celtics knock off the Heat last year too?
I don't remember.
I believe it was. It was like every other game, Bam would score like fucking 5 points. And that's the – so –
well, he was playing great the whole playoffs. Nothing like no really shitty.
Yeah, but it's the Celtics team. All right, here it is. So last year, 21-22. Yeah, it was the Celtics. They got knocked off by the Celtics. Here's Bam's game logs in that series. Oh, God, shut up, ESPN. 10 points in a win, which was rare. 6 points in a loss. 31 points in a win. 9 points in a loss. 18 points in a loss. He had 6 and 25. Like, it was literally 25, 6, 18, 9, 31, 6, 10.
I don't know.
You can't do that. The series before, 24, 23, 9, 21, 12, 10. The series before that, 20, 14, 13, 9, 6. The end of the regular season, 24, 22, 16, 16, 17, 22, 14, 17, 25, 22, 19, 16, 19, 30, 7. Where are these fucking sixes and fives coming from when this guy makes the playoffs? Like, what happens to him?
He's just shit.
How is he fucking scoring 6 points ever?
And that game was over probably in the first 5 minutes last night, because it was like,
yeah,
they both scored early. So I cashed the first minute scoring. Bam scored the first basket for his team. And then after that, it was 5-5, about 4-4, 5-5. And then all of a sudden, it was 15-5 within like.
And then it was like 20-7. Yeah.
And then the game was over from that spot.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened. It's kind of amazing. 13, 10, and 16 in the last three games. Bro, you can't do that. That's insane. That's that. You got to be getting 20 a game. At least flirt with at least 18 and 9 or something, right? Like last night, 16 and 8, but he took 15 shots. You know, you shouldn't need 15 shots to get 16 points if you're fucking 6'10". Yeah, you know, that's something a guard needs, you know, a small guard. He didn't get to the free throw line once yesterday. Like if Bam Adebayo is taking 15 shots, he's got to drop 25 points. You know, that's ridiculous. But anyway, Portnoy's happy. That's for sure. So what do we got for headlines here, Evan? We got some big news breaking around the league.
Two headlines for us today. But D-Hop just got released from the Cardinals, and the odds are actually astounding. The Chiefs and the Bills are the leaders at plus 300, followed by the Jets at plus 600, Ravens 700, Chargers 950, Cowboys 1,000, and then three more teams.
Giants, baby!
Giants.
Giants aren't even on this list.
Come on over. That don't mean shit. Come on over. Let's go.
Giants and Mets. They had their window. They had their little lucky chance last year, and now it's just going to be straight down. Yeah.
I can't wait till your shitty team goes like 0-5.
It's gonna be okay. And by the way, you guys see on the bottom of the screen, 50% off Memorial Day sale. I'll let you know about that in a few minutes. I got Ghost just making up a code that is just for this weekend only, for Memorial Day weekend. We're going to do a promo on the weekly and monthly subscriptions. So that'll be the weekly and monthly subscriptions. So for this month, you can get it 50% off, and then obviously regular price if you decided to go forward. But you can come in here and check it out. Please don't judge me on yesterday, and please judge me on the 497.8 units. I'm up on the year of 2023 and not the 2-9, I think I went yesterday.
So,
yeah, just trust me, it's better than yesterday. Hopefully you guys have been tuning in for a long time. What is Bill doing?
There's a fly in here. I need my fly.
What are you, chasing it under the couch?
No, I need my fly swatter.
What kind of flies run under the couch?
I'm looking for the swatter. He's zooming around here.
What is wrong with you? Whoa, Colt got mommy's credit card working.
Whoa.
Whoa. Fucking Colt got a new card. 1999.
Come on, fly.
Duffy, I'm going to actually leave you alone all weekend. $20 dono.
Let's go, Colt. There he is. Come on, baby. Come on, you fuck.
Dude, you're gonna break your whole system. Don't swing it. Bill, don't swing it. You're going to hit the fucking monitor, and you're not going to be able to record No Mercy. You're going to break your whole setup. Oh, my God.
He's over there now.
Thank God.
You don't
I
want
could
to
just
smoke.
See him fucking turning and just hitting the fucking camera and the audio setup, and then we got no mercy for the next 2 weeks.
That was a great athletic position. I teach my kid that before he gets
batting
the plate.
Stance is a joke. Just getting the promo code for you guys. So right now, hold off if you want to take advantage of the 50%.
Elbow in.
I mean, come on, shut up! I'm doing the promo. Can you let me
listen?
Run
this
the
is a sports
so that we can
show.
Afford to stay on air.
This is a sports show.
Oh, don't tell me
the
promo.
And any of you want to bat lefty? Elbow in, head down.
That's the worst batting stance I've ever seen in my life.
Fucking awesome. This way, elbow in, head down, ball
no,
in.
No, that's Bam! How old men batted in the 20s.
What?
No! Jesus. Anyway, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by the fucking fly hunter over here. We'll have the Memorial Day promo code shortly. Can you guys hear this in the background? They decided to literally start like sawing through my window all of a sudden. We'll have the promo code ready shortly. Nightghost just sending it over to me. So you can get involved. You can get everything, the weekly and the monthly subscription for half off this weekend only. This weekend only, just until Monday. So we got a big weekend coming and a big day coming today. I know it. We always bounce back. We rarely have bad days like that. Rarely.
Hit the like
rarely.
Button.
Hit the fucking like button. Whenever we do have a bad day, you know, we come out fucking swinging. But we also, unlike other shows, admit it when we had a bad day. We sucked yesterday. All right. Move on. On to today. Let's go. Let's fuck some shit up. Evan, other headlines. DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know. I mean, is he washed? I don't know. I think he's still fine.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah, he's washed.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, might be. We'll see. Just send everyone to the Jets. I want everyone on the Jets. Just send them all over. Just bring that fucking back the truck up of anyone who's ever been good at football. Ready?
Jordy Nelson.
Bring Jordy Nelson. Let's see if he's still got something. Bring Terrell Owens in. Antonio Brown, come on over. You know,
that's another thing, actually, we have to talk about. I don't think we talk about it. Brandon Marshall said he wants to come out of retirement to play for Aaron Rodgers.
Bring him over. Come on down.
That's insane.
Bring them all.
Barry Sanders.
We'll figure it out in a training camp. But come on down. Open tryouts for anyone who's ever. Tim Tebow, come on down. I mean, Zach Wilson looks amazing in the preseason, they're saying right now.
I mean, didn't he last year too?
No, he didn't. He didn't even fucking have a preseason. He got hurt early.
OTAs.
Yeah, he's looking good. He looked good. He's nice. He's nice now. Zach's ready. Zach's ready to take over in 2025. It's the year of the Wilson. All right. So what else we got for headlines?
Are the Celtics coming back?
Hard for me to say no. I'm going to need Gabe Vincent on the court to feel confident. But if Gabe Vincent's there, I think they do because of Jimmy Jordan. I think he yesterday was almost that all right, go get this. Butler took 5 shots, 10 shots, whatever he fucking took. That was a day off. That was all right, we're getting whooped. Let's go rest up for game 6. And that is game 7 for the Heat, because if they don't win game 6, they're fucked. So, Bill, outcome of that game, obviously you think it's the Celtics?
Yes. Love them.
I think it's the Heat. I think the Heat bounce back. I think Jimmy Jordan comes back and fucking drops 40 and fucking takes him to the promised land like his dad, Michael. Rackets, what do you think? Do you think the Celtics win, or do you think the Heat's come back?
If it goes to game 7, it's going to be the Celtics. But
seven,
I think he finish it off. Yeah.
7, it's over. Yeah.
Think the Heat win.
I think the Heat take it down. We're going to need Vincent. But yeah, looks good. It's very interesting. I will not be trying out for kicker. I will be getting my hip surgery, though. I'm almost done with the pre-process. Evan Hand, what else we got?
That's literally all I have. Last night.
Stars stay alive. Yeah, that's not great for Florida. Would have actually. I mean, you look at it from two ways, right? It starts to tire out whoever gets there the longer the series go for my Panthers. Kind of really just want Bobrovsky on the fucking ice. So, I don't know. But stay alive. So, Saturday is going to be fun. Today's kind of quiet for the others.
Matty Ice says he has a college play for tonight. I think it's tonight.
Let's get it.
Wake Forest, money line.
What's the line on that?
He didn't post it, so we'll have to look. Does FanDuel have college? I don't think I ever bet it in there. I always bet it on DraftKings.
I don't know. I don't think we have UFC this week, right?
No
UFC this week. Yeah, so
there's no, but we do have no NHL tonight, no NBA tonight.
Yeah, tonight's definitely a slow night.
We have 3 NASCAR races this weekend.
All right, that's good, because Bill,
Friday, Saturday,
NASCAR
Sunday.
Last weekend.
What happened?
You swept NASCAR last weekend, right?
Yeah, we went up both races. We won.
Swept it. Yeah. Plus, what was it? Plus what and plus what?
Plus 450 and plus
1,100?
850 or 1,000. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, guys, the NASCAR's fucking, Bill's killing this. And we got 3 races this weekend, which is good. All star races.
Oh, 800. Week. Larson was 800. Barry was 400. Yeah.
All right. Let's go. So, no UFC this weekend. Tonight, just really baseball that we'll talk about. But tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow, we got the fucking Celtics Heat. We got fucking the hockey game, full
minus
baseball.
Sorry, John. Minus 160, Matty said.
What? Okay, sport Wake Forest, is this? Minus 160.
College basketball. College baseball, minus 160, Wake Forest.
All right. Evan, the promo code is Memorial50. Let me make sure. Memorial50, right?
Wonder how long it took Ghost to think of that one.
I thought of it. I'll take the L on that. Keep in mind, we have a very dumb subscriber base, so we got it. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's 50% off. Memorial 50. So Memorial 50. What's up?
I don't know how to spell Memorial.
Well, you successfully did it for the banner that's on the fucking page, you idiot.
You looked it up.
If I could cheat it, someone did that for him. So Memorial 50, if you guys want to get in for the week, 50% off. We never do 50% off, only for the veterans holidays, only for the holidays involving the troops. Maybe Labor Day will be the next time you see fucking something like this. But Memorial 50, that is obviously for the weekly package and the monthly package. So you're getting in dirt cheap. If you've been wanting to try this, get in. That is not for the 3-month promo that's already out there. But just the weekly and the monthly packages. Try it out for a week. Try it out for a month. Come in. Never. You could do the combo package for under $100. The DFS and the betting for a month. So get in here. Come fuck with us. We are slaying the universe. Literally slaying the universe.
Outside of yesterday.
Let's see. Tommy G, give me your 5-unit guarantee so I could resub. Cronin, I got you. You will have it by 3 o'clock. I promise you that. No other headlines, Bill, or anything that you guys saw?
Nope.
All right. Any live interest here? Let's move over to baseball. Any live interest here, Joey Rackets, on the Cubbies, plus 165, down 2-0 to the Cincinnati Reds?
Jesus. Yeah, honestly, I like the Cubs. I can't believe Steele gave up 2 runs already.
Yeah, I'm interested here a little bit. Let me just look at one thing before we give it out, and we could take our time on the baseball because we don't have much else to cover today. Where did my thing? My filters all got changed. I hate Fangraphs, dude. Fangraphs literally shuts your whole fucking computer down. You ever notice
and
that?
And then it's like, you want to donate? You want to donate?
Yeah,
donate?
Every 10 minutes. I said no fucking 3 minutes ago, dude. Just charge me $5. Just charge me $5. Let me pay you $5 and leave me the fuck alone because I fucking don't want to donate to you. And fix your website. It looks like it was built in 1998. But
no, I mean, you know what's crazy? I saw Carl Malone auctioned off a whole shitload of Dream Team memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have from the 1992 Dream Team? Like, you think he needs money?
Yeah, no one's doing that unless you need money.
I mean yeah,
what has Karl Malone, done since you last saw him?
Yeah, he got $5 million for everything. He had pieces. Yeah, Jordan jersey, everybody's jersey for some reason.
How the fuck does Karl Malone have?
I don't know.
Jersey?
After it was over, he just went to the bin and just started picking everyone's jersey out of the fucking sweaty bin or whatever. But he had everybody's jersey, everyone's shoes, like everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, get that.
24 pieces of memorabilia from that team.
That's crazy. But, guys, get in on that Cubs. I'm going to get in on that right now, too. I like that. Cubs plus.
I wish I could, but I'm on Zoom and on the phone. So.
Yeah, and it'll lose it. Plus 165.
By the time we're off the show, I'm sure they'll have the lead.
Yeah, they'll be up 7-2. All right, so Cubbies game plus 170 live bet for those of you that are interested. My tabs are all fucked up. I don't know what the hell happened here. I don't know. Everything's backwards.
I mean,
next game.
I was just reading this. How does he get Larry Bird sneakers? Like, what are you like? After the game, Larry puts them in his locker and he just goes and hunts them and steals them. Like,
and Larry's like, where'd my shit go?
Where the fuck's my sneaks? Down back in 1992, they were just handing these guys like sneaker after sneaker.
Well, you know what it was? The whole Dream Team realized that they were going to be rich as fuck. And they were probably like, Carl, here, you're going to need this when you're done. Yeah. No personality.
It's crazy. Like, we're going to all go on the
own. We're going to go on the own teams and shit. And you're just going to hang out with John Stockton on a ranch somewhere. So take these and fucking pay for your kids' cattle. That's the craziest story. I got to dig into this because this is insanity. That Karl Malone has everyone's sneakers, socks.
No, how does he have all this shit?
Michael Jordan's jock strap going from when he played at the White Sox going on Karl Malone's eBay. That's interesting. Did you guys see, by the way, another headline there? Did you see the Kwame Brown, Shannon Sharp beef?
No.
I saw Kwame Brown.
No, they're going to war.
I saw Kwame Brown. Fucking,
yeah, Kwame Brown lit him up. So Shannon Sharp tore Kwame Brown up because Kwame said something bad about Michael. And then Kwame Brown, just wasn't Kwame Brown's Twitter Rackets. Where was it?
That's the first time I've heard Kwame Brown's name.
Ball is
Life. I don't remember where they come. Somebody posted it in the chat and I watched it.
Where did he get a platform to speak? Because I haven't heard about
it. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he does. Like, Kwame Brown's supposedly been like whoring himself out a little bit he's been whoring himself out a little on podcasts and stuff. I know Rappaport was pissed at him for a while. So I guess Kwame's becoming like that controversial guy. As Rackets, I can't even log in.
Well, he sees.
I'm fucked too. I just tried to do it. Everything's fucked.
He sees all these other guys like say stuff like that and get notoriety.
Yeah, but he's been doing this low key. Someone in the chat may know better than me because I don't follow that fucking idiot. But,
I saw the video of him when he was driving. Like, he couldn't even wait to get home to make the video. He's just making the video.
Yeah, like he was very excited to make that video. That is for damn sure. Let me put this in here. Hold on. All right. Yeah, Kwame Brown's very excited. So, yeah, him and Shaman Sharp are going at it. He was like dropping N bombs and telling him he's got a fat tongue. The fat tongue part rackets was my favorite. Fat ass tongue in his. I was fucking almost.
And
dying.
Then he ends it with, "You must have lost your goddamn mind."
Lost your goddamn mind.
That part cracked me up. I watched it like three times.
Dude, there's nothing better than goddamn mind.
I laughed super hard. I watched it like three different times just for that part.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But yeah, so go follow that. There's a big thing going on. I'm sure that'll brew more over the weekend, and we'll get some updates on the Kwame Brown and Shannon Sharp thing. Rackets, talk to me about the Tigers game.
Man, I warned you about Giolito yesterday. I said he might be turning the corner, and then what happened? He goes and fucking loses to the Tigers, bro.
I mean, the Tigers are literally like, I mean, they got to be on the Vegas payroll or something. I think the Tigers have fucked more gamblers over this year than any team baseball.
See, I've gotten the Tigers right, dude. I can't get the Phillies right.
I can't get the Tigers right. The Tigers fucking put a dick in my ass every time.
I wasn't on the Tigers yesterday, but I knew enough to stay away from Giolito and the White Sox. And I think it's kind of the same thing today. It's Joey Wentz. He hasn't been awful. And a White Sox team that, yeah, they're hot, 7-3 in their last 10, but they're still like 9 or 10 games under 500. So how good are they really? You know, Joe Kelly's been good out of the bullpen, but if I'm going to bet it, I'm going to take the Tigers and take the plus money on them. I'm pretty sure they're at home too, but I can't lay any money with the White Sox. That's me.
It's tough to ever lay any money with the White Sox.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, and this is a team who every year, I'm just putting a play in right here, guys. So if it looks like I'm half paying attention, it's only because I'm half paying attention. Every year, the White Sox are the team, right? Like this is the year for the White Sox. They never fucking do anything.
Like, no, they're not good.
They've
been good in the last 10, but it's not like they're a good fucking team because they're still 9-10 games under 500. So
yeah, exactly. So all right, I think I just got my Cubbies in. Yep, Rackets Cubbies, I should say, or Kebabble's Cubbies.
Kebabble's
Cubbies.
Right,
so no play here on the Lance Lynn game.
No, I don't have anything with it. I don't know if Bill does.
I'm going Rays and Beaks here in this one. Weather report. Forgot to do that. Not a good look for the overs today. Not a very good look. Might be a good day to do a grand salami under. So we have wind blowing in at 10 miles per hour in Wrigley, which should help Hunter Green, who's been a home run machine again like he used to be. Dome in Tampa, 69, 8 mile per hour crosswind in Detroit. Orioles game, 73 degrees, nice weather, wind blowing in a little bit. Yankee Stadium, 70 degrees, slight wind blowing in. 65, 10 mile per hour wind blowing in Cleveland. 12-mile-per-hour wind blown in Atlanta, 10-mile-per-hour wind in Minnesota, dome in Milwaukee, 10-mile-per-hour wind blowing in Kansas City, 11-mile-per-wind blowing out in Coors Field. There will be probably your game of the day. Let's see if Scherzer gets fucking lit up and bombed on. Probably do a home run prop over there on the other side.
No, that's not what I want to hear.
10-mile-per-hour wind blowing out in Los Angeles, which California never really affects the stadiums as much. Versus the Marlins, 10-mile-per-hour wind blowing out in Oakland. Houston, Hunter Brown, my boy, on the mound against Caprillion. Houston team totals are going to be something we want to look at. Arizona in a dome, Seattle in a dome, and we are done.
Oh, I like it.
That. So, you like that?
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you. So we have no bets on the Chicago game. I am on the Rays. Rackets, are you on the Rays?
I am on the Rays today, yeah.
You're on the Rays also. All right, so Rays.
I hate Beaks. Like, I don't understand why they keep throwing this fucking idiot out there, but he's only going to be out there for two
weeks.
He's out
there for fucking 20, 30 pitches. Then we're seeing Criswell after that, I think. So.
But they refuse to stop throwing him out on the mound.
I don't know what they're doing.
It's annoying, but their offense is way better, so that's fine.
I'm taking the Rays versus the Dodgers anytime they play.
Especially with Syndergaard. They've been stealing more bases. Syndergaard ain't going to be able to fucking stop anybody.
They're
going to
run like crazy, yeah. Bill, anything on the Rays game?
Nope.
Orioles, Rackets, Gray on the other side versus Grayson, the battle of the Grays. This is going to be a good game. I'm interested to see this game.
Yeah, shocking. I like the O's tonight at home, minus 130. The issue I think I have with this is Grayson hasn't looked great early in the games, but he tends to like either give up a run or two or like base runners early on, and then he gets better the longer he stays in there. So this might be a live bet situation too, but I probably have it. I probably do take them to -130 before the game. But you know, if you want, there's probably going to be a live opportunity in this game.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I'm assuming you'll like this. Both teams to score in the first five -190. So
yeah, Texas is one of the best offenses in baseball.
Texas
if not
is
going to
get
best.
A runoff, Grayson, most likely, in the Orioles.
Yeah, it'll probably be in the first
John
inning.
John Gray has fucked me 1,000 times, but the Orioles at home, the way they're playing, should be able to at least shoot one across in that first five innings. I know it's a lot of juice. You could parlay it with the Astros if you'd like. I have something else I'm parlaying with the Astros, but if you don't want to lay the 190, you could parlay that with the Astros, probably get that to +110 or something like that. Let me see exactly what it would be. Astros should just fucking skull fuck today.
Yeah,
that would be
them.
+108.
So Astros.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying if they don't want to lay the 190, we'll just lay the 190 on it. I just want to do the straight bet. I'm okay with it. Got to get some wins today. Got to get some dubs. Okay, we're gonna pay the juice. We're gonna win. Got to get wins on the board. Had a bad day yesterday. Got to make it right back. So -190, Baltimore, Texas, both teams to score first five.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Bill, anything?
No.
Yankees.
I'd like the Astros, though.
Yeah, Astros should be like -500. That line looks way too tempting. Yankees, Padres, Bill, what the fuck are we doing here? I mean, two teams that
Yankees have a chance to score a run.
Yeah, Yankees might score a run today.
I don't know.
I can't believe that 8-run inning 2 days ago. I'm still
Randy Vasquez pitching? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know much about him, I'll be honest.
No one knows much about him.
Yeah, but usually I take a dive into the minor league stuff. I didn't even look at it today because I looked at the name and I was like, I've never even heard of him. Don't know.
I mean, I don't know. What do you do with this game?
The Padres can't hit the ball. And the Yankees
just haven't been able to hit the ball either the last couple of days.
Yeah, but when the Padres do hit it, it's only solo homers. They're not doing anything with runners in scoring position.
Same team right here. Right, you have two teams that are the same thing. They're so reliant on the home run, both these teams.
100%.
It's just a matter of if they can get guys on base when they hit them, because that's really what the Yankees do. The Yankees rely on the home runs, and hopefully there's two guys on when it happens instead of a solo one. But, I mean, Musgrove's been a mess. Like, what the fuck is going on with this guy this year?
I have no idea. I don't.
He's a disaster. He's got 7 ERA coming off like a sub-3 ERA last year. It's only five starts, but, I mean –
Well,
it's not like it was only one start either. 5 innings, 4 earned runs. He had the shutout against the Dodgers. I actually bet him that game. 3 innings, 7 earned runs versus the Giants. 5 innings, 3 earned runs versus Arizona. So, I mean, he's getting beat up. So, I want to take the Yankees here. I just don't know enough about Vasquez. I didn't get a chance to dig into him yet either. I'll do that by 6 o'clock. But,
I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with Musgrove. I just know. None of the Soto has heat up the last like week or two, but the rest of the fucking team, nobody's hitting the ball. So I have no problem with the Yankees tonight, especially with they have the better bullpen too. So Yankees should be able to win this entire series.
Seems like it's, you know what? It's a cop out because it's just obvious, but I mean, listen, obvious bets are the best bets, right? This seems like both teams to score in the first five, right? I mean, no matter how good a prospect Vasquez is, no matter what, he's still his first fucking start, right? The guy's never pitched in the fucking majors before. Going against a pretty intimidating lineup. And you have Musgrove, who's got a 7 ERA going and pitching in Yankee Stadium. And the weather in New York is pretty good. You know, the wind's blowing in a tiny bit, but it's 72 degrees, you know. Should be about 69, 70 by first pitch. So it's -210. Don't want to lay that. So I'm going to throw that with the Astros there, Evan. So let's do Yankees, Padres, both teams to score with the Stros. And we'll do that +101. Another plus money one right there for you. Bill, what do you got going in this game?
Nothing. I'm looking at Christian Walker, though, for a home run today. I like him a lot.
All right. We get to that. Let's go. We got fucking Cleveland versus St. Louis. Probably the two teams I hate the most to go anywhere near. So I love that they're playing each other this weekend because I could fucking completely cross them off.
Yeah, I have no interest in that shit. No, I want nothing to do with it.
No interest in this game.
None whatsoever.
Bill, anything on the Cardinals, Guardians, or Indians for you? no interest. Do like this game, though, Philly-Atlanta. We got Schuster and Walker on the mound. We got a 10 total in this game. There should be runs in this one. Don't like the wind trajectory, kind of that 11-mile-per-hour crosswind, but we're going to be flirting with 80 degrees in this game with Walker and Schuster rackets. Any lean here, I'm obviously going to be going both teams to score.
I like the Braves. Schuster actually is pretty solid. I like the Braves a lot tonight. I don't know what the line is. I didn't look at that, but
The line's pretty close. I would lean Braves in this one. Schuster seems like he's better than his numbers, right? Because I think the same thing.
He's been pretty good,
and he's got a 6 ERA, but that's not
– No.
That 5.5 ERA is not real.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like the Braves tonight. So the best line I could find here on the Braves, let me just hunt real quick. Best line on the Braves appears to be minus 150. So we'll take the Braves minus 150, Tommy and Rackets. Bill Rupp, anything on this?
No.
Okay. I'm also going to do both teams to score in this game, too. I think there's definitely going to be runs. And this one, so let's go. Both teams.
Ozuna is hot as fuck right now. For as cold as he started, that dude's hitting fucking 450-foot tanks.
He's the key to that lineup. Because Olsen's Olsen, Acuna's Acuna, right? Like, they got a few guys, like, you're going
to
see.
They do what they're supposed to do, right?
For a while. Riley, a lot of their guys do what they're supposed to do. Ozuna's that over the top. When you get Ozuna going with Riley, Murphy, Acuna, Olsen, that's a bad motherfucking group of guys. So I'm going to go here with both teams to score with the Astros again. So both teams to score, Atlanta, Philly, and the Astros, minus 117. That'll be two bets we have right now on the Astros. I plan on going fucking bananas on the Astros. You guys know I'm obsessed with Hunter Brown. So Hunter Brown games and Oakland and Caprillion on the other side. I mean, this is my dream scenario here for Houston. So don't let me down, boys. Blue Jays, Twins. I don't fuck with the Blue Jays, and I don't fuck with the Twins. I'm going to smash this weekend. I'm just letting you guys know. You know how I get these feelings when I know, like, this the way these games are lining up. All the teams I hate are playing each other. The Blue Jays and the Twins, hate them both. Stick them together. What's the other one we just mentioned? Cleveland and St. Louis, hate them both. Stick them together. White Sox, Tigers, hate them both. Stick them together. And then even the Giants, Brewers, hate them both. Stick them together. Like, literally, there's about 9 teams that I just fucking try to avoid betting, and they're all playing each other, which means all the other games have all the teams I feel comfortable betting and do a good job with. So we're going to have a big fucking weekend. If you do not sign up, you will hear me on Tuesday after Memorial Day telling you how much you are going to regret not using that promo code Memorial50. Tommy
and
G
the French Open sounds, and the French Open starts Sunday, stupid.
Does so that start this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. All right. So we're going
to motherfuckers.
We have tennis all week. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's fucking good to get that back as the other sports dissipate. Where did I leave off there? Forget what I was saying for my soapbox. Twins, Blue Jays. Oh, it is Gausman on the road, though, so I'm tempted.
Blue Jays are another one of those teams, man.
They can't score. They can't score a million.
And when they do, they score 20. I don't want anything to do with it.
I always bet Gausman on the road. I'm going Gausman K-prop.
Who's pitching? I don't even know. Who's pitching for Minnesota?
I don't. Okay, I'm with you. I'm staying away from the side. I don't want anything to do with the side on this one because fucking I can't keep losing bets on Toronto. I mean, Toronto's like, who's making money on Toronto this year? Like, find me anyone who's made money on Toronto this year.
What's crazy is
250, they lose, and you bet them to score a run and a half like Bill does. Sometimes they score zero. I mean, like, who's making money on this fucking team? How would it 500?
What's crazy is they're in last place in the AL East, and if they were in the Central, they'd be in first place.
Yeah.
it's fucked up, man.
It's unbelievable. Give me Gausman over 7.5 Ks, E-Money. Gausman, Toronto, 7.5 Ks, minus 140. Let me see what the best line is here. Just looking at it, obviously Gausman on the road is a wagon. I love that term. I'm going to say it all the time. So Gausman's been great throughout his career. This isn't just a this year thing. If you look at his game logs on the road, he had one game against Boston. Gausman can't pitch against Boston. Boston absolutely owns him. So you throw out the Boston games every time he plays them. Here's his road starts. Philly, good offense. 6 innings, no earned runs, 9 Ks. Sorry, Boston we throw out. Yankees, 7 innings, no earned runs, 11 Ks. This is the Phillies and the Yankees, right? Houston, he got bombed. So that's his exception. Kansas City, 6 innings, no earned runs. seven Ks. And then St. Louis, I got a smudge there, six innings, no earned runs, seven Ks. So literally, he has not given up on the run on the road this year outside of the Houston game and the Boston game where he got smacked. So he's been balling on the road. And then if we go back to last year, let me just pull it up just so you guys could see. I could prove to myself too. Last year, his splits, home 4.5 ERA, road 2.3 ERA. 2021, home 3.4, road 2.3 ERA. And 2020, home 4.09, road 3.04. So for the last 3 years, his ERA has been an average of 2.87 on the road. And this year, he's had four shutouts on the road already. So I like it. This is not Houston. This is not the Yankees. It's the Twins. Should have a good spot here for that at 7.5 Ks. Rackets, do you co-sign it in a lineup which really doesn't have that much left power?
No, I don't think Gallo's even in the lineup today because he had a hamstring issue yesterday. So even that's if even he is, he's somewhat
it'll hurt
injured.
The strikeouts a little bit, but you know, also hurt the damage.
Yeah.
Help the damage. So all right, let's see.
And Larnick is on the injured list too, so you're gonna get two big lefties out of the lineup today, probably. So yeah,
right.
I like it.
So let's go. All right, we're going Gossman 7.5 Ks. Bill, anything at?
No.
All right. Let's move on to the next game. I skipped one here, Rackets. What was the game I skipped?
I can't look.
San Fran, Milwaukee. What do we like here? We got
that's
Milwaukee
why you skipped
Peralta
it.
Versus Wood.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Have fun. Go bet this.
I want no part of that game.
Have fun with that game. Bill, you got a lot of props for this Milwaukee Giants game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, skip that. Kansas City, my boys, playing at home. We got Corbin on the hill against Lyles. Should be a fun one here. I like the live bet Kansas City more than fucking pre-slam them. 10-mile-per-hour wind blowing in Kansas City. 75 degrees, nice weather. We got Corbin on the mound. We got Lyles on the mound. So we got an opportunity for a ton of runs here. Lyles all of a sudden was Cy Young out of nowhere the other day. Brackets. But Corbin's been all right. But
Corbin's been
good.
Like, low-key's been pretty good. He's 2-3 runs every start.
Actually, he has been better, yeah. Yeah, two runs, pretty much six innings, two runs every start.
Yeah, he's...
That's one of my bets.
All right, yeah. Listen, it's 6-6-6-7, 2-2-2-2, 5-6-6-5-6, 3-3-2-4-6. He's been better than I thought. How's his ERA? 4.5.
Nationals first five on that game.
I was going to say, I kind of like the Nats, a little sneaky. I'm with you, Bill.
All right.
That.
I don't hate that. Yeah, let's do that.
Nats
I'm
first
good with that.
Five minus 112, I'm on.
Corbin slipped under my radar. I don't know why.
Because
like
he doesn't strike anybody out. There's
no
strikeouts
because he's
there.
Giving up two or three or two to four runs every game in the first five or six innings. So whenever I do the both teams to score against him, he's always giving me the other side. And then I turn the fucking game off because who cares about the fucking National? There's a good both teams to score then here. I think he's given up two to four runs in every single start in six innings. This wasn't one that was on my radar, but it might be now. Let's just see.
Yeah, Nats bats are sneaky too. They give good at bats and they're pesky.
Let's do that. Let's throw that in there. Throw that in there with another fucking little free square here. We'll throw that in there, Evan. Both teams to score, Nationals, Royals. I like the first five you guys are on, too. We'll throw that in there with the Mets-Rockies, both teams to score in the first five with that broken-down fucking Scherzer on the hill today.
Oh,
that's plus
on
101 also.
Ooh, Bill's on
plus
the Mets.
Plus 101.
Me,
you could be on the Mets. Just
the
give
Mets.
Up one run in five innings. That's all I need. Mets can win 47-1. Just make sure I get that one in the first five innings. Let's move to that game. Bill, do you like that?
Yeah, I'm doing Mets Astros parlay plus 104.
Mets Astros plus 104. All right. Scherzer with a nice couple outings, but Coors Field should get a run off him pretty easily here. I don't think we'll have to worry about that too much. What's going on in this game? Still 2-0. All right, Rackets, you got anything on this one?
Nah, not really. Kind of like the Mets a little bit.
I would go Mets. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the play, right? Like, Scherzer should be good enough. He looked good his last couple starts. He's coming around. I'm not really worried about him giving up a single run. But there's also a decent amount of Ks in this fucking lineup. No, there's no huge strikeout guys for Colorado, but there's also no one under 16% Rackets, which is weird, right? You usually get two or three of those guys, like 7, 10. This is over a three-year span. I don't look at just this year. Yeah, listen, I'm with it. I'm with it. What's the next game on the board here? Miami, Los Angeles. I don't know what the fuck to do with this game. I kind of like Lizardo. I kind of like LA at home a little bit here. Probably going to lay off it. Minus 140 on the Angels rackets.
That's a little steep for me, but I do lean toward the Angels here.
Yeah. Bill, you got anything on this? You got any props or anything on this Marlins game?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go Arias hit prop thing just because
the left. He ruined my beat the streak the other day. Fuck you, Luis Arias. I hope you see this.
If you guys want a live bet, I'm doing Dansby Swanson on the Cubs to get a hit. He's 0-1. He got up already. Struck out, but I like him for a hit, minus 115. I just gave that out to the chat.
Right, I like that. Oh, shit. Dude, send out everyone for me for the Cubs. Just say, Tommy, Cubs plus one. Forgot to send it out yesterday, too. Oh, hold on. Might be getting plus 300. All right, and then he boots it into the fucking left field. That's a good job. Great job. All right, let's hold off on that, Cubs. we did it yesterday, Rackets. We did get the Freeland fucking strikeout prop pretty. You think we got that?
Got in the third inning.
That was fucking a joke. That 2.5 line gave that out on here. Let's hold off on the Cubs. Let's see them get out of this inning for the subscribers. Next game on the board. I'm a little off today. I was fucking doing some other shit all morning, so I'm not in my rhythm here. Houston, Oakland. I already have Houston in two parlays. I think you guys should be loading Houston in all your parlays. Hunter Brown is a phenom. If you guys are in seasonal leagues, I was telling our chat the other day, go get Hunter Brown, trade for him like an elite arm. He is an elite arm. He's a league winner. Struggled a tiny bit early on, but this dude's a fucking monster. He should mow through Oakland today. I mean, you know, get Houston in all your parlays. Bill, you had a parlay with Houston in already, right?
Yeah, the Mets. The Oakland, basically, I think they vote next week, the owners, to approve them.
Disband their team.
To move them to Vegas. But yeah, they're not even like their attendance is like maybe 800 Five. People.
We it's more crazy. Likes than they get fans. Yeah.
Yeah. So that team is just awful.
I love that bet. Who is that in the chat? Kyle. I love that. Hunter Brown, 6+Ks in the win. Let's do that. +100, Evan. Hunter Brown, 6+Ks in the win. Let me just see the K rate for Oakland. I believe last time I checked, it was like 24% or some shit. 2023 full season split versus righties. Dun, dun, low.
Max Kellerman just said if Gabe Vincent plays game 6, they win. If not, Celtics win.
That's what the boxing guy said? Okay, cool.
That's what the boxing
guy fucking cares what Max Kellerman says. Yes, Oakland's the number one strikeout.
Max Kellerman's
team.
Good.
Yeah. Boxing. Oakland's the number one strikeout team in baseball versus right-handed pitchers. So 26.4% K rate for my boy Hunter. Let me just see what his regular story. We might ladder him today. Might have a couple ladders going on Hunter Brown here. Hunter Brown, 7+Ks. 6+Ks is -1. Yeah, take that win off there, Evan. Let's do Hunter Brown 6+Ks -170. Let's see what the best line is. I don't need to add the win on there. We got the win on two other things. I don't want to fuck myself just in case. Over 5.5 -140 on Hunter Brown Ks. That's a stupid number. That number should be much higher. Why is that number so low, Rackets?
I don't know, man. Astros offense, dude.
No. I'm just saying the strikeouts. No, Hunter Brown striking out Oakland.
Oh,
I'm not saying the spread. I'm saying the Hunter Brown strikeouts. Why is it only 6?
I don't know. Honestly.
I mean, he struck out 9 and 8 in his last two games, and he's just starting to come around. Struck out 6 innings, 1 run, 9 Ks against Oakland, literally fucking 5 days ago. He's throwing 97.
Probably second time around.
That's Oakland. That don't matter.
I don't know.
They're so bad, it doesn't matter. I mean,
I would agree with you. I just that's got to be
the
wild.
Nice thing about him too. I mean, when you look at his starts, pitch count 93, 97, 99, 93, 95, 96, 95, 98, 97. So they're not babying him like a young arm, you know, where you got to worry about them pulling him at 85 pitch. That number's stupid, guys. That number's stupid. That 5.5 is wrong. I told you yesterday the Kyle Freeland number was wrong, and he got it in the third inning. Hunter Brown's going to get this 6 Ks in the fourth inning. Like, that number's wrong. We're going to ladder this up probably up to 8 or 9. Hunter Brown, 6.5 Ks. Lay the juice, -144. Let's go get it. Next game. What do we got next, Bill?
I don't know what we got next.
I don't know where I left off. I'm a mess. Boston and Arizona.
Boston, Arizona.
Chris Sale at Rackets.
Yep, I'm in. I told you guys a month ago he wasn't washed, dude. Strikeouts are good. Strikeouts are there. Stuff is there. Well, Red Sox offense isn't there, but
Sale are they going to score a fucking run?
I don't know. I'm on the Red Sox, but I don't know.
I mean,
Christian
listen.
Walker, home run. Got... Christian Walker hits runs and RBIs.
All right. The Red Sox have scored four runs in their last four games combined.
They're off. Their offense is anemic.
They are not like that's the only thing that scares me.
You know, you know what makes an anemic offense better? Brandon Pfaadt. So
I got a Pfaadt.
I'm gonna take my chance that they destroy Brandon Pfaadt today.
Imagine if your last name is the Queen saying the word fart. Pfaadt. Brandon Pfaadt.
Queen's dead.
That's what women do. They don't fart. They
what a jerk, Tommy.
What's up?
Queen's
dead. Evan said the Queen's dead.
She's in the underworld with the lizards. Mm. She's not dead. She's down there with Epstein and Tupac fucking hanging out. She's alive and well. Yeah. She's fine. She's drinking that baby blood right now. Let's go to the final game of the night, which is Pittsburgh and Seattle. My Mariners, listen, not playing great teams, but getting it done.
Pittsburgh, first game. Five, plus 118. Let's
go. Wow.
Pittsburgh for the whole game. Mitch Keller is going to deal tonight.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Mitch Keller fucking destroyed the O's, man.
Seattle just played like 15 games against Oakland. I mean, come on. Tommy's frozen thinking. So that's what I'm on. Pittsburgh. Tommy's frozen.
I like Pittsburgh too.
Pittsburgh first five for me. Plus 118. I love it. Like Rackett said, I think Mitch Keller dominates. Seattle's been hot, but you know, all them wins against Oakland, I don't count.
How hard have they been though? They've only scored on the Oakland's bullpen.
And they didn't really, and they haven't scored many runs.
No. They won a game 3-2. They won last night. It was 3-2.
I think one run game twice, two times in a row.
Yeah. So, I think it was 3-2 both games, honestly.
Yeah, so I'm all over Pittsburgh. First five.
I told you something was going on over here. My tabs and everything were getting funny.
You were talking shit about the Queen.
Yeah, the cabal. I got an EMP strike the other day after we talked about it on the podcast, Bill. Remember all my internet and my fucking thing went down?
You need a new computer, dude.
Dude, this is a new computer.
Buy a fucking good one.
I mean, I got to buy 17 more computers.
Fuck.
No, I mean, have too many files. I got to
use one computer for files and another
I know. I need to buy another computer for the podcast and the shows. I got to do that. I have seven.
I refuse to do No Mercy next time if your computer's like that. I refuse. Rackets, every half hour is cutting out. We had a fucking
I listened to it earlier. I heard it. I heard all the zip,
dip. Yeah, we're back. Fuck that shit, bro. Get some fucking equipment. It works. Fuck. I go out and fucking run to the store, buy a microphone and everything, and get it all hooked up. This fucking guy got shitty fucking equipment.
This is my problem.
Oh, my God.
Stop breaking them.
What the fuck?
You got to stop throwing them. That's the problem.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hold on. These are all my broken laptops.
Yeah, because you got to stop breaking them. Stop throwing them.
One. Two. These are all Apples. Three.
Look at them all dented, Rackets.
Four. And a Dell. I have five laptops that aren't working that I've broken.
That's only like smashing.
Literally, right, I could probably just go to like a electronics store.
Well, I told you 4 million times. Laptops. Give me them and let me go to my guy.
I'm going to. I'm going to see you today. I'm going to give you all my laptops and you can have one of them. How about that?
I don't want that shit. I got my own fucking stuff
fucking,
that works.
These are expensive fucking.
Yeah, they don't
that's
fucking
$10,000 right there.
This is the huge laptop.
Like, yeah, it's a little fucking. Work. I don't care if it's 20 feet tall.
It doesn't work because it's just something to just fix it.
Yeah, because you're not, they don't make them to punch them.
Well, they should.
Bro, a fucking guy gets pays $2,000 for a punching bag.
Without cushion.
Yeah. So when everyone's like, why don't you get a new computer? I'm like, I got 19 computer. I just break them and buy new ones. I don't fucking get them fixed. So, yeah. So do you know a guy, Bill?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Now, have you ever seen anyone waste more money than me?
No.
The thing breaks, and I just go buy a new one, break it, buy a new one, break it, buy a new one.
Yeah, but the one you have now
I have four
sucks.
Chromebooks back there I didn't even grab.
I can
run a fucking studio out of here with all the fucking software I have.
Yeah, you need a new one, dude.
I'm not angry. I'm Italian. I just get angry.
Okay, so we're on Pittsburgh, me and Rackets.
I'm not.
Seattle sucks.
No. Lies.
I mean, they scored what? 7 runs against Oakland?
I mean,
4 games or something?
They won.
Against the Oakland bullpen. It wasn't even the Oakland starters.
They did not score 7 runs. They scored fucking 12, 23. So that's a big difference.
7-23. Close.
7. Yeah, they scored 7 runs in 4 games or averaged 7 runs in 4 games?
What was the last 2 games?
6-1 and 3-2.
Okay, and what was the game before that?
3-2 and 11-2.
Okay, so how they scored 21? They scored 3-2 games.
They scored 6 and 11 the other 2.
All right, well, 2 games they couldn't hit against Oakland.
And 2 games they averaged 9 runs. Like, what the fuck? They won.
All right, take them.
I'm gonna.
All right, let's go.
Head to head. Mano y mano. For a Apple laptop.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that dented thing. Jesus.
This one is this one is done. This one I went to town.
I don't even. Look I'm embarrassed. I wouldn't.
Look what I did to this one.
Yeah. How? Throw that one away.
This thing is done.
I won't even bring that to the guy. I
hit it with a baseball bat.
Why?
Because I was really mad. This was March Madness.
Throw that thing away. It's useless.
It's not called March Madness for no reason.
Yeah. This thing is fucking done. Dude, I'd like. You know the gif of the guy, like, just destroying things? Like, that's... I don't, like, everyone's like, oh, I fucked my lap. Like, I'm, like, smashing my head on it and fucking, like...
And you know what?
Throwing it on his walls.
Hey, Ev, you know those...
I hit it with a baseball bat, Evan. It was sitting there, and I took a baseball bat and just fucking smashed it.
And, Ev, he buys all those computers, and not once has he gotten to AppleCare.
That's... Oh, my God.
What's AppleCare going to do with this? What am I going to say? Got run over by a car?
You'll get a new one.
All right. Well, let's get it.
Let's get it. It's too
late. I'll get AppleCare, and then I'll go send them all in a month.
Well, I don't think it works like that. But...
No, you have to give them your serial. Let's just go. Come on, Jesus Christ.
I'm a very violent person, okay? I'm very violent. You got to remember. You see this guy. I once
robbed
a bank.
If you want a new one, I got 40% off Staples right here.
All right, let's go. I'm a very dangerous person.
Especially next to my technology. Pennsylvania, saying my driver's license is back in. I don't know how that.
We got anything else here, guys? I'm pretty much done on this.
No, that's it.
You got any truck series or anything tonight?
I do. Let me go back to it. Fucking.
I wonder what like a regular person's thinking after seeing one.
They're doing. They're doing. Qualifications now, so all the lines are actually gone. So,
Jim Foister said, AppleCare would call social services.
That's my guy.
You gotta
Jimmy
see
Foister.
My phones, guys. My phones are no better. Like, this one's good, but yeah, I just break shit. I'm not meant to be around nice things. I get very angry, and I tend to punch when I get angry. Remotes? Oh my God! A running joke in the chat about how many remotes I've gone through, right, Rackets?
No, my graveyard.
You want to see? But you got to see my fan. Hold on.
Nice weather out
guys,
today.
For the race tonight, I don't. They're everything right now is locked because they're doing qualifications for the truck race. He just bought that too. Not even
what an idiot.
He just bought that. I'm gonna do Zane Smith, guys. Zane Smith and Ty Majerski. I'll put it in there. Yeah. The odds should be around like 450.
That's my second fan. I broke that one last week. As I broke the other one like a couple months ago, I bought a new one, the same one, and then I just took it and just started smashing it on the ground. So, you know, just so you guys know, when I give you losing bets, if they lose, I'm just as mad as you are. Not one of these services that's like, oh, fuck the people. Nope. Listen, we're losing with you. Luckily, we've been winning a lot. So,
yeah. So Zane Smith and Ty Majeski on the truck series tonight. Like I said, the odds are gone. They were up earlier. They were around 400.
Cubs are imploding.
400, 450. So those are the two I like for that. And then join for the Xfinity. We got, I believe, Kyle Busch and Ty Gibbs going head-to-head in the Xfinity tomorrow. So I think Ty should get a win there, beat Kyle. And then Sunday, again, with the Cup race, no one's hotter right now than Larson. So this is Larson's race to lose again. I mean, the guy's been great lately. So I think Larson, his odds are probably around like 400 or 500. It's probably not high because he's been racing so well. So we'll see what happens in qualifications, but that's what I'm looking at for the weekend.
All right. I like it. So, yeah, if you guys want to send me any money to buy new laptops and fans, feel free. Feel free. Just hit the tips tab in the 4D Bets Discord. Send it in.
Yeah, because that computer you have now sucks.
Me and Bill will go buy some fucking fans and laptops. Steel's a mess right now, but I think that's it. Do we have any tennis or anything rackets right now? Or are we good for the weekend? We can go get drunk.
No, play. I gave the Sabalenka and Rybakina yesterday.
All right. We'll be live in the voice chat Saturday, most likely.
When does that start, rackets? Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Sunday at French Open. So we'll be in the voice chat most likely Saturday night, sweating the hockey game, potential closeout game, and the Celtics Heat game. So if you guys come on board, I'll be getting drunk, partying, and that's usually when I do the most damage to technology around my
house. Hoffman wants to know, does your plus 400 units cover all those laptops?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot. A lot. I could buy Apple. A lot. Anyway, Evan Hand, final words.
Rigged.
Rigged.
See you next Tuesday.
Final words.
Tommy G owes me money for an Orioles bet.
Go.
Sucks. Hate on Rackets money.
Oh God, I got Tommy G bucks. I got Rupp bucks. I got fucking bucks everywhere.
Rackets
got Evan's the only one that doesn't owe me any money right now.
Dude, don't bet with him. Stay away.
I did lose 300 in Vegas last week. I'm kind of pissed about that.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I lost $300 in like 20 minutes in Vegas last week.
Jesus. How are you going to recover from that?
What'd you do?
Blackjack.
Were you just playing slots? Were you just playing tables? What are you doing?
From that financial destruction you experienced?
Little bit of blackjack, little bit of slots. Fucked me. Mm-hmm. Pissed.
I lose that on 3 remotes on a weekend. You'd be happy. Be happy you have discipline. Me and Bill would have fucking just kept firing.
Yeah. Tommy's blackjack hands would have been 300 by then.
You just stopped or would your girl stop you? How do you stop when you're losing? Like, can you explain that to me?
Keep fucking losing. So why would
Yeah, 100%.
I keep going until all my
You just go
gone.
Until the money's gone.
I didn't have any more money left in my wallet. If I could put my card in the machine, I would, but you just got to be cash.
You just go until it's all gone. Yeah. And then you get yelled at and then you do it again next week. But
we were talking about Brian Laundrie, and then some news came out that his mother knew about the murder or whatever, and she wrote some type of note.
Like, she said she was going to hide the body. She was help him hide the body.
Yeah, she wrote a note saying to burn this after you read it and shit.
Wasn't that a movie, Burn After Reading or something?
Yeah, so now they're fucked, bro. They're going to get killed in that civil suit.
My girlfriend's alive in civil suit.
Listen, bro, whose mother would fucking stick up for him? I don't care who it is.
Mom would fucking burn that body.
I killed somebody too. My mom's sticking up for me. She's going to help me.
Not Jimmy Butler's mom.
No.
Jimmy Butler didn't like the look at him. Right out of the house. Get out of here, Jimmy. Jimmy, go win tomorrow so we can go viral on No Mercy and a potential threatened video. We got to get all the. Me and Evan got some things up our sleeve for Jimmy Butler here that we'll work on.
All right, let's go because I got to go to ShopRite.
For Evan Hand. Joe, what are you buying me at ShopRite?
Nothing. Let's go. Come on.
We'll see about that. For Evan Hand, Joey Rackets, Bill Rupp, I am Tommy G. Get over to 4DBets.com, promo code Memorial50 Memorial 50% off the weekly and the monthly package. Buy the month. Come fuck. I guarantee you, you will be up substantially at the end of the month. Ask the chat. Ask the subs. We don't lose. We lose for days, never for weeks, and definitely not for months. So get over. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!